need government intervention and a policy attention for Duchenne, which is almost non-existent for now. So Duchenne up to now is largely invisible with many national priorities. I think many of you have not heard this, so meaning that even the Minister of Health, they don't give it attention, probably because it's a rare disease, but it continues to affect families deeply and deeply. So we also ask the government to tailor some programs which can actually help these people. She has told you that the son is going to school, but I can tell you that many of the Duchenne kids fail to go to school. Some of them are very sharp, but they just fail to go to school because they don't have a wheelchair and they're not favored in their classrooms compared to other kinds of disabilities. And also, affected children are often excluded from broader healthcare and disability strategies. And of course, without policy support, families are left to navigate the healthcare system on their own. And this comes out very costly. I'll give you an example. Just therapy, you know, kind of medicine that helps people living with Duchenne to be able to sustain the strength of their muscles. A small piece is about 72,000, you know.